Well, that chorus was a reference to Psalm 96. And if you have Bibles handy in the pew, turn to Psalm 96. I want to say just a few brief words about this psalm and why this piece would end with Psalm 96. It's a Christmas oratorio. And there was a variety of selection of Bible verses here, but you got the impression immediately at the end, I trust, that the vision here was far greater than just a picture of Jesus in a manger in Bethlehem. In Psalm 96, we are taken to the day of judgment and the accomplishment of God's redemptive purposes, and in response to which, a call to worship. Psalm 96 goes like this. So sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Two words summarize Psalm 96. Music and mission. Music and mission. Music, all the references to singing, and the beautiful singing that we've heard this evening. The gospel makes us sing. Christmas makes us sing. God's redemptive plan and purpose makes us sing. The baby lying in a manger makes us sing. The assurance of the gospel makes us sing. But this psalm has a wider vision. It's about the nations. Declare his glory among the nations. A promise first made to Abraham in the Abrahamic covenant that he would be a blessing to all the nations of the earth. And here in this psalm, a call, you know, missions doesn't begin in the New Testament. Missions doesn't begin with the Great Commission in Matthew 28. It's the heartbeat of Psalm 96 that God has a plan and a purpose, and it involves the peoples of the world. We are to go as his servants into all the world. The Joshua Project says there are 7.5, almost 8,000 people groups in the world today that are utterly unengaged. That is, they have no gospel representation. The psalm is a call to go and preach and make disciples of all nations. Martin Luther, in the translation of his German Bible, wrote above Psalm 96 as a kind of title for the psalm, a psalm regarding the kingdom of Christ and the spread of the gospel over the whole world. Well, this Christmas time, as we approach another season of nativity, this psalm and Saint-Saëns' Christmas oratorio, as it ends with Psalm 96, is a reminder that the coming of Jesus into the world was for one purpose, to save sinners. And those sinners come from all tribes and peoples and nations and tongues. Across the road, there is the Frank C. Hill Mission Center. It is a constant reminder of what is actually at the heart of this church and what it stands for. That we are not just about ourselves, and we're not just about being a church here in the city of Columbia. We want to influence the world. Not with ourselves, not with our personalities, not with our message, but with the gospel, with the redeeming purposes of God. So it seemed appropriate that that oratorio should end with these words from Psalm 96. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts and worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Well, may God so grant it.